Hello, Jose. How are you?
Yes.
Doing well.
How are you?
I'm good. It's Friday. Even better, right? Thank you for asking. So, Jose, my name is Nadine Medina. I'm one of the specialists that handles the pricing for your area. I know that you were speaking with Tara, my representative, and, you know, one of your questions was how long does it take before you see yourself listed there on the first page, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and I wanted to definitely get that addressed. Now, just to clarify, when I did a search for your company by name, I do see that you have been PIN verified. Is that something, Jose, that you did on your own, or was that with a company where you received a PIN card in the mail from Google? Awesome.
Yeah,
well, let me tell you, great job. That's the first step. Okay. So what we would do, Jose, is the programming that goes behind that. Okay. So we would program that listing, optimize it to the first page and maintain it there. All right. Now, I also came across your website as well. Now, did you do this one on your own as well, or was that with, you know, someone like a professional company that did that?
The website?
Yeah.
No. So I had a company, kind of, you know, work with us and
okay.
They did some marketing and Google and stuff like that, but I mean, we kind of just started and then they did the website. They just put random pictures, like the pictures that we had. We had a bunch of pictures.
Right.
Just after they built the website, they never responded for the last, like.
Really?
Half, 2 months, like, pictures. They said to send pictures and they would upload everything, put the website on the actual Google page and stuff like that. They built a website and they never responded after that. They didn't get anything else. But,
oh, boy. Now, do you still have access?
I don't
access?
Even know how the website goes.
You never saw it? Yeah, I'm actually looking at it. I mean,
no, I mean,
has,
I saw it. I don't even know why it's still up. I mean, I canceled them.
You canceled them?
A month ago.
Okay. I don't see it listed within your Google listing. What I did, because when I'm speaking with a business, Jose, it is my job to do my research as well, to get to know more about your company, right? So when I searched for the company by name is how I was able to come across the website, right? That's how I found also your Google listing. So as far as with that company, you're no longer utilizing their services, correct?
Yeah, I'm not.
Okay. Okay. Sorry to hear that they stopped responding to you. I mean, I would think that they would want to keep you as a client, right? Servicing your listing. So.
Yeah.
So let me.
Then I got a call from them, I don't know, 2-3 weeks after I sent them an email to cancel. And I was busy. I had a voicemail, but I was busy.
Okay.
Yeah.
And were you on a month-to-month you know, program with them, or were you locked in, like, on a contract?
No, it's month to month.
Okay. Do you mind if I ask, I mean, what were they charging you monthly for their service?
I'd rather not say.
Okay. Not a problem. That's okay. Now, as far as with the placement that we do, we list you as in 2 spotlight positions on Google. Okay. What we do is we list you in the local map section on the first page, and we also list you at the very top of the page, which is in the Google Ads. That way we can target outside of your local area. How far are you typically traveling for new customers from Mount Olive? How far do you drive?
I mean, the farthest we've been working, and we've got a lot of work around that area. It's like Broomfield, Montclair area.
Okay. So would you say roughly about a 50-mile radius? I'm saying around you or a little further.
Yeah, that's about right around that area, yeah.
Okay.
I've gotten a few calls just like 30 minutes outwards from around those areas. And, I mean, I haven't gone.
Okay. Okay. And the reason that I asked, Jose, okay, the reason that I ask is because we want to ensure that we're getting you found in the areas that are outside of your local area, right? So with the Google Ads, you could target by a mile radius, you could target specific zip codes, or you could target specific cities if you wanted, okay? All depends on what you're trying to target when it comes to reaching new clients outside of your local area. Now, we do create content for you on Bing as well, and we do submit you to popular directories. Some of those directories, you know, one of them being Facebook and Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, those are just to name a few, okay? In addition to that, you're no longer with that company, so I'm assuming the website, you don't have access to that anymore, right? So I would include a website for you at no additional cost. It'll be included in the package that I offer you today. The website is Google compliant. It's also mobile friendly. We will showcase your photos of the work that you've done because we want to show the quality work that you do. This way, when they click on the website, they can see that quality work and get to know more about your company. So it will be attached to your listing. We also include the voice activated searches, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, and we also give you that exposure on mobile devices, which includes iPhones, Androids, and tablets. So we pretty much cover all of your bases. Now, being that you're a new business, I would offer you our new in business rate. The way that our program works, Jose, everything that we do here, it is month to month. There are absolutely no contracts. I would be able to set your cost at a flat rate of $299 a month. No taxes, no set of fees or hidden charges. It is a flat rate. Now, for the timeline, within 3 to 5 business days, you will be listed within the popular directories. The Google Ads, you'll be listed there within 7 to 14 days. As far as with the local map, it does state in our terms and conditions that your company will have first page placement there in the local map section between 30 to 45 days. I will tell you that we like to underpromise and overdeliver. In your case, I could see it happening sooner because you're already PIN verified. It would be the matter of you adding us on as managers to your Google listing so that we can optimize it to the first page and maintain it there. Okay? But because we know it's important, you know, for you to start getting calls as quickly as possible, you know, coming directly to you, is why we supplement the listing with the Google Ads within the 7 to 14 days. Okay? That is our timeline. How do you feel about it?
It sounds pretty good to me. And, you know, especially including the website and all that stuff.
Absolutely, and I will tell you this, Jose. You know, we earn your business, right, month in and month out. Now, as these steps are being completed, we do send you notifications as well, letting you know you're live in the Google Ads. You'll be notified. You'll receive that notification when you're live in the local map, live in the directories. The website, that website that we create for you, we will have it completed within 3 to 5 business days, and we send it to you to review it. Okay, to let us know if you have any changes.
That would be linked with the Google account and everything.
Correct. And we'll send it to you once it's completed. We'll send it to you to review it to let us know if there's any changes that need to be made before we attach it, because we want to make sure it's how you want it, okay? The other thing that I was going to ask you as well, when it comes to getting paid from your clients, typically, like, what forms of payments do you accept?
So, I mean, we do mostly checks. We rarely do cash.
Okay.
We do mostly checks, and every now and then we'll do a credit card or so. We accept credit cards or debit cards with Square.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay, good. You have a Square. Awesome. What about PayPal?
Yeah, so
do you have that?
The only thing with that, no. The only thing with Square is that, you know, we'll charge them like a percentage. 3%.
Yeah. I'm very familiar with Square. I used to use it when my husband and I had a catering business. This was like 10 years ago, right? Long time ago we had. It was a side business that we had, you know. But I used to use Square back then. So what I would do, of course, is when a client wanted to pay with a credit card, right, I let them know, you know, that there is a processing fee, right? Depending on what type of card they were using, the fees are different, correct? The percentage that they charge. But that's good that you have that. The reason that I asked is because what we started doing as well on the website, you know, it is an added feature. It doesn't cost you anything. But if you had, let's say a PayPal account for your business, we're able to integrate it, okay, through the website to where your clients can go on the website and they can make their payment, okay? They would put in, like, the description, you know, of what it's for, the amount that they're paying, and then they could either pay with their PayPal account, Venmo account, or they could also pay with a credit or debit. I know that I believe PayPal, you know, PayPal itself charges a percentage or like a fee, but I mean, that's just something I wanted to mention to you just in case if you had anything like that. It is something that we started doing with the website, but I'm glad to hear you at least have the Square. They're going to start now. Yeah, right?
because I was trying to look into it. I said maybe a Venmo or something wouldn't charge. So I was thinking about setting something like that up, but if they're going to start charging, then...
Yeah, they're going to start charging. I think you're pretty safe with Square. You know, I mean, if you're going to pay fees, at least you know, you already know and you have it set up. So it's definitely, you know, with this program, I will also say as well, Jose, it's really important. We feel, and I think it's the beauty of the program, is being able to track your success, okay? So we do also provide you a customized tracking and reporting system that you'll be able to go into at any time. And you can see all of the keywords that you're listed for. You can view your listings. You can see the clicks that you receive, as well as the location of the search that was performed. Okay? In addition to that, you can also track all of the calls that you're getting from new customers. And let's just say, Jose, you want to add some keywords. You want to run a promotion or change any of your content. You can do so, always with the assistance of your account management team, okay? And, I mean, it starts right here with me, Jose. I would be the lead on your account, all right? So, yeah, I mean, as I mentioned, it's a month-to-month program. There's absolutely no contracts. I feel it's something, you know, you would want to take advantage of today and give a shot. This way we can prove it to you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what would be the best email address for you, Jose? Because I also send you everything in writing. This is where we'll send correspondence as well from us. along with your invoice. What's the best email for you?
JJ Contracting Company.
Company spelled out or just CO?
Spelled out.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And then NJ, like New Jersey.
Right.
At gmail.com.
Okay. And I just want to make sure I have it correct. JJ Contracting Company spelled out, N as in Nancy, J as in John, at gmail.com. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm doing here first is I'm sending you two emails. The first email that you will be receiving, they're both going to be coming from me, Nadine Medina at Local Splash. Now the first one in the subject, Jose, it's going to say Google Advertising. It's going to show you that the pricing is $299 a month for our platinum package with no contracts. Okay. I'm also going to put an example of a website. It's for electricians. I know it's not your category, but just so you have an idea of the layout of it. Okay.
Okay.
And then it's also going to have everything outlined that you and I just went over so that you see everything that we are including in the program. At the very bottom of each email, you will also see my contact information as well. Okay. Now, the second email that I'm going to send you, okay, is going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. What that's going to give you is an overview of our reporting system, as I mentioned to you, how you're going to be able to track your results. So this way you can get familiar with it, okay, on how the reporting system looks. Now, this number that you and I are speaking on, Jose, I'm assuming it's your cell phone and you get text messages on this number, right?
Yeah, it's like a smart line thing.
That's okay. Okay, but you can receive text messages.
Yeah, text messages.
Okay,
yeah,
awesome. Yeah. Okay, because I'm going to be sending you three text messages, okay? Now, the first text message that I'm going to send you, although I'm the lead on the account, I always like to provide my contact information. So you're going to receive a text from me with my first and last name, Nadine Medina. It's going to have my number with my extension as well, okay? The second text that I will be sending you is going to be the number to our customer service. So anytime that you have photos that you want to update, change, you got updates regarding your account, questions, or concerns, you are going to contact customer service, okay?
Okay.
I'm also going to send you a link to a YouTube video, okay? It is about 6 minutes long. When you have time, please take a look at the video. It's going to actually give you a demonstration on how you go in and access your reports. It's really simple, but I'd like you to, you know, take a look at it and get familiar with it, okay?
Okay.
Now, your first name is Jose, and what's your last name?
Arias.
A-R-I-A-S, correct?
Yes.
Arias?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the number that you're going to want the clients to contact you on, that's going to be the 908-340-0008. That's the number that should be listed for the business, correct? Okay. Awesome.
Yes.
All right. And I have to tell you, good job that your address isn't showing. Typically, when companies PIN verify themselves, they tend to show their address, and sometimes it's their home address, right? So you've done a great job so far. Awesome.
Yeah, I didn't want to.
You're like, I didn't want it showing. Yeah, exactly. Who wants anyone popping up at their house?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the next thing that we're going to go over, Jose, we're going to go over billing. We're going to go over some notes. The notes, we're going to discuss some of the services that you want to be found for, like your most profitable services, the areas that you want us to target. These notes are going to be for the technician, because I will set up a client interview at a time that is convenient for you, okay? The client interview, we block out an hour, and it can take between 30 to 40 minutes. Just depends on how many questions or details you have. They're going to talk to you about the website, all of the keywords. They're going to go over more in detail, okay? Now, okay. The card that we're using today, Jose, for the payment for the $299, is that card in your name? Does it have the business name, or is it in both?
A business name.
Okay.
Yeah, both, yeah.
Okay. How does your name read on it? Is it just Jose Arias, or is there like a middle initial?
Jose H. Arias.
Okay. And then the company name, is it the whole company name? J&J Contracting Company LLC, or how does it read on there?
Contracting. J&J Contracting LLC. I like to look over the email and the video and stuff over the weekend just before we go ahead with the payment and everything. Just kind of look everything over.
Okay, I understand. Now, anything in particular that might hold you back?
No, I just want to look. I mean, I want to do it. I'm interested. Like I said, I tried to do this a few months ago. I didn't have any luck. I don't know what happened with the company. So I am interested. The price looks good and everything to me. I just want to look over, you know, you guys' you know, the email that you sent me, the company.
Absolutely.
You're working in and everything.
I understand. And you know, I completely understand. You know, you have tried it in the past with a previous company, didn't pan out. It is my job, however, Jose, and I mean, to be very transparent with you, we are still calling through the area. I wish I had a means of being able to hold a position for you through the weekend. However, they don't give me that, unfortunately. The best that I can do, Jose, is put what's called a soft hold on it, okay, up until about 3 o'clock. They allow me to do what's called a soft hold to at least give you a little bit of an opportunity to be able to review the emails. I, however, want you to feel comfortable. But to say that I can hold the position over the weekend and get back with you on Monday, I don't have the means of doing that, okay? The most that I can do is put a soft hold on it until 3. I don't know if that allows you enough time to look over the emails, verify everything that I just told you that we are including, so that you feel comfortable. Okay. I know that you've had not such a great experience in the past, and it's not to throw salt on the wound. That's not my job. But again, you know, right now you do have the first opportunity, I will say, at taking on the position. We are very selective on who we work with. Okay. That doesn't mean that everybody that I'm going to speak with is going to be qualified, because a lot of times they're booked out, you know, or they don't have such a good presence online. Like they have horrible reviews, or, you know, or they have a wife and the wife says no. There's just so many factors, right? Definitely we have requirements. You have met them, but again, it is your decision. This is your company. So I can put the soft hold on it until 3 o'clock, but that would be the best that I can do, you know, to ensure that at least you have that opportunity to decide at that time whether you would want to move forward or not.
All right, yeah, I'll try and get a few minutes between now and 3 and just kind of at least glance up at the email and stuff like that.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and do that. I will put the soft hold on it. I'll give you a call around 3 o'clock. You know, hopefully you've had the opportunity. I mean, at the very least, I'll call you, and then you can let me know what you've decided, okay? Just so at least you have a little bit of time to go over, you know, what you can on that. Anything else that might hold you back, just so I know I've done my part in being able to better assist you?
No. That's it.
Okay. All right. Well, Jose, it was a pleasure speaking with you. I'll give you a call probably like around 3:15, okay?
All right.
All right.
Sounds good.
Thank you. Okay.
If I don't answer for any reason, just shoot me a text and,
Okay.
I'll give you a call back or something.
I will.
All right.
Not a problem. Okay, Jose. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.